From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea's foreign ministry is calling the latest United Nations sanctions an act of war and tantamount to a complete economic blockade. In a statement carried by the North Korean state news agency, the ministry spokesman says that Pyongyang categorically rejects the resolution, which it says is the result of U.S. terror and the success of its nuclear and missile programs. Reuters' John Hyland has more.
The U.S. drafted resolution, supported by longtime Pyongyang allies Russia and China, commits the Security Council to further sanctions if there's another nuclear test or ballistic missile launch. In November, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un declared the nuclear force complete after the test of the isolated nation's largest ever missile, which it said puts all of the United States within range. It denies its nuclear program is in contradiction of international law, but rather a self-defensive deterrence. The latest statement described Washington as getting, quote, more and more frenzied in moves to impose the harshest ever sanctions and pressure on the country.
The United States and other Western countries swiftly condemned a move in Kosovo to scrap a war crimes court, warning that if successful, it would hamper effort for Euro-Atlantic integration. The United States has been a key ally and financial backer of Kosovo since it broke away from Serbia and then declared independence in the year 2008. Both ambassadors were at Kosovo's parliament building Friday. They and other Western ambassadors met Saturday behind closed doors with the Kosovo prime minister to discuss the issue after 43 lawmakers moved to present a petition by former fighters of the Kosovo Liberation Army. This is VOA.